Connor Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I'm with Tim Turek. He's the secretary treasurer of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and he's from South Haven, Kansas. And we are at the Commodity Classic here in Houston, Texas. And he's going to tell us about the conditions in his area where he lives at.
Wheat conditions in South Central Kansas are very good, maybe a little bit ahead of schedule for this time of year. We've got finally having a window to get the top dress fertilizer on, and we hope we get that rained in the next few days. Could potentially be set up for an early freeze on some of the bigger wheat, and there's a little bit of winter kill probably in the smaller wheat, but very minimal, and overall wheat looks very good.
Thank you, Tim. And just one more question here. First national meeting for you. Tell us about the committee work that you've been seeing and what's been happening.
Well, being my first national meeting, I'm doing a lot of spectating and been sitting in on the committee meetings and watching what they're doing there and kind of learning the processes, and it's been interesting to see how policy gets pushed out of the committee and then voted on by the National Wheat Growers Board, and it's been interesting.
And that's been Tim Turek, and again, he's from South Haven, Kansas, and he's the Secretary Treasurer of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers. This is Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.